bourbon, and beyond. A celebration of the spirit and soul of Kentucky. September 23rd and 24th in Louisville. The world's top bourbons, paired with celebrity chefs, Louisville's top restaurants, and iconic musicians. Featuring the voice behind Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks. Just like the wine we know. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Eddie Vedder. The Steve Miller Band. Also featuring Joe Bonamassa, Band of Horses, Gary Clark Jr., Amos Lee, Buddy Guy, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Paul Rogers. Celebrity chef appearances from Tom Colicchio. Over 20 of Louisville's top restaurants, curated by Chef Edward Lee. For the full list of artists, chefs, food, bourbons, and tickets, head to bourbonandbeyond.com. For our love of bourbon, for our love of Kentucky, Bourbon and Beyond. Get your tickets on sale now.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we're here at the 2017 inaugural Memphis Music Festival, and we're here with the one and only Bishop Briggs.
Wow, I love when you say one and only. That makes me very excited.
Absolutely. You're just amazing. I'm super excited to have you on today's show, and I wanted to talk to you and just ask you, like, how do you feel being here today at the festival? This is like the first year. It's something new. We're surrounded by just beauty. I mean, how do you feel?
Oh my gosh, I'm taking it all in. I have been here pretty much the whole day, and I have seen the weather change as I've been here, and it just gets more and more beautiful. And there's the smell of fresh cut grass. I mean, it's everything you want at a music festival, and great music.
I know, exactly. Did you see the buffalo, the bison, like when you first came in? They're like at the main entrance.
Oh yes, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's like random because it's Tennessee, but it's like it's still.
You guys can't see, but there are just skeletons wearing tie-dye shirts over there that we're just not even acknowledging.
It kind of like spooked me at first because I thought it was just like a guy standing there, and I was like, is my zipper down or something? Because like I was like, why is he staring? But I was like, oh, it's a skeleton.
And
so
then you realize you need to get glasses. So it was like,
yes,
a lot of things.
I know. Woo! Yes, yes. So, how did you prepare for today? I know that you've been super, super busy, and you got in like really early this morning. Do you feel like well rested and everything?
Yes, and even if I didn't feel well rested, I would lie and I would say I feel great. No, but we've been rehearsing a lot. I'm really excited for this set because, you know, sometimes with festivals, it's a shorter set, but this one, it's like an hour.
I know.
So it's kind of great because we get this opportunity to, you know, make a connection with the audience, hopefully, and, you know, speak our truth.
Absolutely. Do you ever, I know this is probably like a weird question, but do you ever get like nervous when you go out to perform?
Yes. Like I'm insanely, insanely, insanely nervous before I go on. Yes.
Wow.
I cannot be spoken to. I'm like always pacing, thinking of the worst thing that could happen. And I wish I could say it's gotten better. I don't think it's gotten better. If anything, I think it's gotten worse. No, but it's a good thing because I try and use it to my advantage when I get on stage, you know, because it automatically just turns into extreme excitement.
So. Awesome, awesome. Do you have, like, any, like, pre-performance, like, rituals or anything that you do to kind of help, like, with your anxiety?
Okay, things that will help with anxiety. Okay, that's really good. I should have more things. Okay, I used to meditate, but then that just stopped happening. That became more stressful to find a second at a music festival. But I don't know, me and the band, we huddle and we take a big deep breath together. And I think there is something about that that just centers you and makes you remember and realize that this is supposed to be fun. But I just care so deeply. Oh, I care so deeply. So I of course take it too far, but I think that ritual of standing together, taking a deep breath, is hugely beneficial when it comes to anxiety.
I love it. Tell me, like, what do you like more? Do you like festivals or actual, like, shows more? Because I know shows tend to be a little bit more intimate.
I love it all, truly. And I mean that genuinely, just because I think there is something so unique about the fact that with festivals, and I mean, it's same as shows, but there is something about a huge group of people all coming for one purpose that's really cool. And when a festival is outside, it's just a whole different experience. But both of them have their pros and cons, of course. But I truly love them both equally.
Awesome. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, I know that... you know, like, performance, like, such a big part of your life. Like, when you're on the road like that, do you get a chance to write new music, or?
I always try to write every single day. But when it comes to recording, you know, sometimes you can find a little Holiday Inn. You can, like, set up a little, you know, makeshift, use the Voice Memos app.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's a bit rough, but I think it's good to try and make it a priority, even if it is just writing lyrics.
Where does your inspiration come from? Because I know, like, as a creative type, it's like sometimes, like, your juices will be flowing and you'll be able to just write some amazing stuff. And then sometimes it's like you kind of hit like a writer's block.
Yes.
How do you deal with that when you hit those blocks?
Well, I think most importantly, it's to really accept that those blocks are part of the process, and that there is a reason for it happening. Because sometimes, like those, and I'm sure you feel this as well, but sometimes those blocks and those moments of frustration often lead to greatness. And even if it's your own personal greatness, it doesn't have to be, you know, compared to anything, you know, it doesn't have to win an award. But there is something about that that can make you even more driven and hopefully more fulfilled.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, do you remember the first time that you decided that this was going to be your life, like your lifestyle, just your, like, your reason for living? What was it like? Was it scary for you? Was it...
Well, I grew up in Japan, and karaoke bars are a huge thing there, and my dad would get up and sing Frank Sinatra, and I just saw this, and for him, it really was just a hobby, just fun, but I saw this light in his eyes, and for as long as I can remember, I just wanted a piece of that, you know? So I really, I've never seen myself doing anything other than this, you know? I think making a career out of it was such a dream. But I always knew that no matter what, whether or not it was a career, I would be doing it every single day. Even at the risk of, you know, it not working out, I think it was always going to work out, because I was, fulfilling my sole purpose. So even if there was no accolades or no one ever heard my music, it meant something to me.
I love it. Tell me, so I wanted to ask you, your namesake, Bishop Briggs, your stage name. I know it's cliche and it's bad to all. It's bad to ask a, you know, a person their name, but what's the story behind it?
Oh no, it's a great question. I think. Well, my entire family is from an area of Scotland called Bishop Briggs, and so that's where it came from. Yes, and I wanted, you know, I kind of. They all supported me so much, and so every time I introduce myself, it's a reminder of where I came from, you know, which is really grounding. Yeah, so that's the story behind it.
I love it. Tell me about, now, a lot of people are new to your music, but then there's a lot of people that know your music. For the people that are new to your music and they've only heard, say, just your single, River, how would you describe your style of music, and what could they expect from one of your shows?
Ooh, okay. Well, first I would say hello. Nice to meet you. That would be the first step. I would say, you know, it's a mix of trap and soul. And, you know, I think it has hip-hop influences, you know, with the beats. But I think it also has the gospel influence as well when it comes to the, you know, that's kind of what I grew up listening to.
Right, right.
So a lot of the vocals have that. But I hope it has a modern twist to it as well. When it comes to the shows, I think... you can expect a lot of sweat. There's a lot of sweat going on.
I'm sweating already.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Don't come to the set then. It's even more sweat because, you know, it's really high energy. And, yeah, I would say that's what you can expect. And hopefully an emotional journey. Like, hopefully you get taken on an emotional roller coaster.
You touched a little bit about on one of your influences being gospel. Would you regard yourself as like a spiritual person or not so much?
Well, I'm someone that I'm very into meditating. I mean, I've learned I can't necessarily do it right before I go on stage anymore, but I would definitely say, you know, I believe that there is, you know, something greater going on. But You know, we don't really know anything.
Right, it's hard to, like,
pinpoint. I truly don't. I think as long as you're accepting of others and accepting of everyone around you and you never isolate those around you because of your beliefs, I think that's what's most important.
I agree. What's the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from your music, people that listen to your music? Is there a message that you want them to take from it?
I just hope that they feel connection. You know, I hope that they feel as though they're less alone and that they can relate their own heartache or their own pain and hopefully feel some sense of empowerment. But also, you know, I feel like it means just as much when someone is just like, that made me feel good, you know, or it made me, you know, it made me think about something that I wouldn't have thought of, or it made me feel creative. You know, it doesn't have to be a heavy, depressing thing. But I think the thought that anyone listens to my music and then wants to create their own music or be creative, that means everything.
I wanted to talk about what you have planned going forth for the rest of the year, because I know, you know, we're right here at the start of October. You're here at this amazing festival. Do you have any more tour dates lined up?
Yes. So this is kind of day one of tour. Yes, you're catching me at the good end of tour. And, yeah, we're going on tour with Alt-J and Bleachers. Yes. So I'm going to be gone till you know, basically mid-November. Okay. But I'm excited. I'm going to smell very interesting. You know, I'm going to become a little cross-eyed, but I'm looking forward to it.
So what gets you through a tour? Because I know, like, tours, like, they start out really, really good. And then along the way, it's like you've got these bumps in the road that you have to deal with. And just, you know, how do you keep from, like, not killing your band or, you know, not...
Well, it depends on how you look at it, you know. Like, for me, this is my dream. You know, this is all I've ever wanted. So, and I feel as though I surround myself with people that have that same mentality. So, you know, you really just treat it as, you know, a job that you get up, you go to work, you take your vitamins, and it just so happens that your job is, like, very fun. And, you know, it's like a huge party. But I just try to keep sane, you know, write every day, take your vitamins, and surround yourself with good people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when can our listening audience expect some more new music? I know that, you know, you're constantly writing, and I mean, definitely, like, with musicianship and just creating music, it's like you don't want to just, like, put something out for the sake of it. But would you say, like, maybe next year?
I'm actually releasing new music on Friday, on October 13th.
What?
Yes. I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
I'm really excited.
That's
so
cool. So can we expect, like, a little spookiness since it's coming out on 13th?
I mean, there's always something spooky because it's me. But I will say this is something I'm really, really excited about.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And going into the holidays, what would you say that you like the most about the holidays? I know it's kind of a random question, but
oh,
we're in
I love
October.
It. Okay, I do love when my apartment becomes like a Santa's workshop and it just is covered in wrapping paper. You know, that's nice. And it smells like cinnamon for no reason.
Yes.
Yeah, I do like that. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Well, Bishop, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show with me. And I'm all out of questions, but wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
No, I just want to say thank you so much. I love that you ended on a Christmas question. That makes me love,
like,
you even more.
Because, you know, it's almost time. I want to wear the ugly sweaters.
Yes.
And, like, I just...
Oh, I should have said that.
You know what I mean?
Wait,
like,
I should have said ugly sweaters. Oh, my gosh. Important. Wow. Wow.
Hey.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. No problem. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop Briggs, check this out. If you're listening to us on iTunes, check us out. We're also in the Google Play Music Store, also on Roku, and on YouTube.